This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The cowardly, arrogant scum that runs this country and sucks off all of us absolutely hates men. And they hate veterans more than ever, because cowards hate people that are not cowards. And you see Obama defending the VA scandal and General Shinseki, but saying, don't worry, we're going to up our game. Yes, exterminating your enemy. The Homeland Security list is their number one enemy. The illegals can get free health care and their babies born for free, but veterans can't. And the VA scandal is building on itself right now. There's another report up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Miami VA whistleblower exposes drug dealing, theft, and abuse. Yeah, more than anything, it's just a culture of criminal activity in government facilities where they're just above the law and do whatever they want. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well today. There's another report that just broke up at Infowars.com. Is there a GMO chemtrail connection? What food crop could possibly be engineered to withstand the effects of increased heavy metals in the soil? John Rappaport. Turns out Monsanto and others are working on it. That's up at Infowars.com. Also, how central banks are waging war on your savings. Achieving economic recovery and growth requires first knowing what caused the problem in the first place. And that's why the economy just continues to get worse, because it's a consolidation of the economy that we're facing as a society. Also, I want to get to the audio and the video of this. Man claims Albuquerque police caused him to lose a testicle. Officers claim they only fought him to protect themselves. I'll tell you, the Albuquerque police, I'm almost scared to drive through Albuquerque. We see more scandals and more shootings, and they shoot this homeless guy in the back who isn't even armed, and then go booyah when they kill him, and then just keep shooting him and like get all excited and let the dog bite him for a couple of minutes and are obviously having some kind of weird hunting thrill. So that's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be breaking all of that down. And again, I mentioned this earlier, but I want to play this clip again right now. Democratic congressman, we've proved that communism works. If you give everybody a government job, there's no crime, he claimed. There's no crime? I mean, the areas that are more socialist or communist, like Chicago, New York, and D.C., have the highest crime. But again, if everybody, quote, works for the government or a government contract, only select corporations that get the contracts will be able to operate. Democratic Florida Representative Joe Garcia, fresh off being caught eating his own earwax on camera, was caught red-handed in another gaffe this week, claiming that low crime rates in border cities with lots of federal immigration workers is proof that communism works. And they always claim El Paso is low crime. That's pure bull. Let's go ahead and play a clip of that.
We've proved that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. But that isn't what we should be doing on the border. The amount of money that we've poured into there. And we're having a diminishing return. So while we're spending all this money here, we have border problems in Puerto Rico, where we haven't been able to set up a system that's safe there. And people are finding alternative
routes. No, third world is collapsing, Representative. The third world is collapsing right now. That's why there's 1,000 at a FEMA camp down in San Antonio. We're going to send reporters down there. That's why there is 1,000 youth, not even really from Mexico. They're from Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, that have made it all the way up through Mexico. Talking about harrowing tale trying to get here. The world is melting down because of globalism. The world is going into artificial scarcity crises. And some of these third world countries don't have industries. and are collapsing. We're going to be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with a special guest that's going to break down the incredible hubris of the system and is the world coming to a breaking point.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're joined for the balance of the hour by a talk show host who I've been a frequent guest on his show, I don't know, 5-6 times over the last year or two, and I'm always impressed listening to it, how informed they are and how eloquent he and his co-host are. In fact, I've even said that, you know, sometimes when David Knight can't fill in, that he and his co-host would be good to host this show. They're that informed on how the world really works. I'd call them real libertarian constitutionalists, but Mike Howard's the main host, and I wanted to get him on to talk about the state of the world and where he thinks things are going, and to talk about the hubris of the ruling establishment, all these cycles coming together, all the corruption, the over-the-top arrogance of saying there's no drone program. If you've got a business, you didn't build it. Raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt ceiling. We're not coming after your guns, even though we are. If you don't like Obamacare, you're racist. Benghazi, the VA, with Al Sharpton and press and others saying it doesn't exist, there is no problem. The VA's had big problems and been hellish for a long time. Now it's outright evil. And we've got whistleblowers at the Austin VA, I'll just tell you right now, people that work there and at other facilities that say, no, these people are committing suicide. And we're trying to get a hold of some of the dead vets' families. But, I mean, they've got stuff like bullet fragments in their spines and things, and they can't get health care. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, I mean, he'll talk about it on air. He's been really down when he was in North Carolina because of all his injuries and the fact that they can't give him treatment or getting better. He's got shrapnel all over his body, bullet holes, burned lungs from being inside a burning armored vehicle in Afghanistan. Or was that in Iraq? I think that was Baghdad. The point is, we'll get him in here soon. He's just busy doing all these whistleblower interviews right now. And he went into the VA and was there yesterday and Monday all day, basically. And they spelled his name wrong. They tell him, well, oh, sorry, it'll be longer now. We thought it'd be July we could send some type of endoscope down your throat. And, you know, Biggs will tell you, he wakes up, you know, blood all over his bed. It's where he has black sheets. Blood all over him in the morning, coughs up blood. And they're just like, eh, we'll look at you in July. And he was a staff sergeant in a whole bunch of battles in Afghanistan and Iraq. And he can't even get treatment. And he's there talking to the vets that are just in so much pain, they're blowing their heads off. So we're now learning a lot of the suicide is over the fact they're in so much pain, ladies and gentlemen. And they won't ever give him surgeries. They just give him pills. And that's what he told him in North Carolina. He threw all his pills away, and he said, I don't want pills. I want you to see what you can do to fix these ulcers, these burn holes in my esophagus and lungs. And the issue is, he's gone and looked it up. They have treatments, but they won't give those to him. Because remember, Obama says, you don't need all these tests. You know, you don't need end-of-life care. Just go die, Biggs. Well, we're not going to just throw Biggs in the gutter. We hired him. And that's what businesses out there need to do, ladies and gentlemen. If you get a tear in your eye when they sing the Star-Spangled Banner or you claim you care about the vets, they've got Wounded Warrior programs that I know they give a lot of the money to the vets that have arms and legs blown off. But what about all the people that are scared of vets? Because the big truth is, most of the trendies and people don't want to hire vets, ladies and gentlemen. And it just illustrates how this government will treat foster kids, CPS kids, veterans, anybody that they've got in their clutches. And it's despicable, so we're going to talk about that as well. The video and the audio is up on InfoWars.com. This story needs to go viral. VA supervisor on the East Coast. And I just want to add in the article, we have his badge. We have his name. We went and looked to see that he was in the administration. And he has a very distinct voice. He let us, you know, put this out. They'll probably come after him. So what? Let him come after everybody. Let everybody blow the whistle. Then you can't go after everyone. And it's the standard deal. Where the other supervisors are saying, you know, we're not going to help these bleepers. They're dehumanizing them with racial slurs. They're putting down old people. That's how it always works. Oh, you know, nobody wants babies, abort them. Nobody wants old people, kill them. Nobody wants to take care of black people, blah, blah, blah. Tyrants always dehumanize you so they can feel good about what they're doing. So we're going to cover the waterfront today. TEPCO releasing record amounts of radiation in the ocean. White House picking up pace on executive actions. Boehner says that if they continue to do this, they're going to hit a, quote, brick wall. Rand Paul set to engage in his epic filibusters. The sequel to Rand Paul's epic filibuster is happening today. We're going to have David Knight and others following that. We're going to be following that here. And I intend to open the phones up in the third hour if you're a veteran and have had experiences with the VA, the good, the bad, the ugly. Think we're giving the VA a bad rap here? Well, tell us. The truth is, though, they want to deny care. They see the veterans as a liability and as an enemy. Look at the DHS saying they're the number one terror threat. Look at the police this week, the clips we played on the news saying, we need these big armored vehicles because the veterans, the epidemic of veterans is committing crime. There is no epidemic. Look at the crime statistics. It's made up. But the federal government's gearing up to fight men that know how to fight. Alpha males. Men that aren't cowards. Men that aren't going to be pushed around. Men that aren't going to be slaves. They hate you. And when they're done with the veterans, who they see as the most manly of the men, they're going to go after everybody else, ladies and gentlemen. As you take down the men, you got the women, you got the children. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. You culturally get the women to follow your political correctness, and then you can take down the men. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you put out a false narrative to the women. That if you do what the state says and play ball with an anti-state and treat your men like they're your children and take your nurturing instinct and turn it into a police state instinct, you'll have a great life. Ladies, you got a great life going down this road? You really feel empowered with men emasculated and dominated? No, you now got the state coming down on you like a ton of bricks. Let's go to Mike Howard of WNFZ 94.3, simulcast on 850 AM in Knoxville. Thank you so much for joining us and coming on, Mike. There's so much to talk about. What is your take on all the things that are unfolding in this hubris and this breaking point I know you've been talking about?
I've been sitting here for the past 20 minutes or so listening to you, trying not to get too upset before I went on with you, but... This latest round with the VA, my dad's a vet. My grandfather is a vet. And to see how vets are treated, to see how we take these incredible men, these heroes, who gave their time, who gave their families, who gave their lives, who gave their limbs, who gave everything they had so that these leaders, quote unquote, in Washington then can then turn around and say, great, you're an expendable resource. We're done with you now. Now it's time for you to just go away. As long as we can trot you out every Memorial Day and trot you out every Veterans Day and throw a little parade, and then the rest of the time, just stay out of our sight because we don't want to see you. In fact, if you would just go into a corner somewhere and just disappear, that would be even better for us. It is unconscionable. It is absolutely one of the most despicable, disgusting things I think we do to any class of people in this country now. And the sad fact of the matter, it's not just vets. You know, when you look at over the course of 6 years, 80,000 plus active duty military being subjected to sexual assault. This is how we treat our active duty military. This is how we treat the people that go out right now and fight for our freedoms, that fight for these idiots in Washington.
The generals are in brand new, lavish jets, and for the first time ever, the troops crap in buckets on the C-130s, and everything's rotting with lice crawling all over everything. I mean, it is a total degeneration of the system.
It doesn't make any sense in any way, shape, or form. Thankfully, though, I recently got to see, and I have to share this because you've got to find some good somewhere. You have to. Otherwise, you go crazy watching this idiocy just go on and on and on. A couple weeks ago, my oldest son graduated from the University of Tennessee. Very proud of him. It was great to watch the class walk. At the very end of their graduation ceremony, they brought 10 ROTC members to come in and get their commission as officers. So we sat there in this crowded arena in downtown Knoxville and watched these 10 soon-to-be officers walk in, march in, and the students, the graduates all sitting down there started the applause, and they stood to their feet, and they applauded them as they walked in. And you'll have to forgive me because it was a very moving experience. I'm standing there with my dad. And he had tears in his eyes. I had tears in my eyes. And to watch these graduates, these students, leap to their feet and cheer their classmates on, who will, you know, within a few months' time, be overseas serving this country. And then again, as they left, the same thing. The students stood and started this applause.
But now will they do something? People that have actually served and been through the fire is the larger issue. It illustrates how it's all just so surface in the media to appreciate the veterans and the troops, but then do we throw them out like garbage? I agree. Let's talk about that tipping point, that breaking point. What do you think's coming when we get back?
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
We've got Mike Howard, the host of The Rood Awakening, on our A&M affiliate in Knoxville. They have the morning show there. I always enjoy going on their show, so I wanted to get him on to give his take on things. You know, we speak about the hubris of government, major corporations, and the system, because more and more they're above the law. There's a video up on Infowars.com that I've now watched during the breaks of the police basically bashing a man's testicles in until he lost one of his testicles. And they get him out of the car, they arrest him, and then they knee him in the testicles till he loses one of his testicles for no reason. And the police say, well, he was resisting us, and I've watched the video. No, they're just physically attacking him. And it's the same department that shoots homeless people in the back and then celebrates and goes, booyah, yeah. And then the guy's dead, and they let the dog bite him and just bite on him and shoot. I mean, it's just crazy people. And that's what we're talking about, folks, is a system where everybody, you know, salutes, you know, the ROTC and the rest of it, because at a primitive level, these are our warriors, our young men going off to battle. We're meant to support that at a very primitive level. But then what happens once they come back? Going back to Mike Howard, Mike, you've been talking a lot about this tipping point. Do you think the system's trying to push us into a revolution, or do they just not care anymore?
Oh no, I think they're trying to push us into some sort of break. I think it's not so much a grand revolution as the fact it's divide and conquer. It's the divide and conquer method. It's take everybody and break them into subsets and break them into groups. Black versus white, gay versus straight, man versus woman, rich versus poor, young versus old. You can break it down however many ways you want to. All you got to do is watch any given nightly newscast, any mainstream media newscast out there, and you'll see it's some group versus another group. It's some agenda versus another agenda.
And they're taking all of our basic liberties together. We're all collectively getting screwed, but it's okay because we're being taught to think of problems being caused by someone being different.
Sure, absolutely, because as long as you can keep everybody fighting amongst themselves, then it's easy to keep them focused on everything but what's actually going on. While you're doing this over here, while you're fighting and your little skirmishes are going on in your own little camps, then we're going to go ahead and do this over here. So by the time you're done, you're going to turn around and go, what happened? When did this happen?
Where does your gut tell you it's all going?
The scary thing is, you know, being a father, the scary thing is, I think it's going to get worse before it gets any better. I think it's getting to a point where people are getting so incensed, they're getting so pushed to the breaking point that they're going to get us to the point where we just give in. You know,
They're trying to put us into a catatonic state of just so much stimulus, learned helplessness, where we just have Stockholm syndrome, basically. And just roll over. That is the tactic. That's why they publicly lie and say, there's no one coming for your guns. There's no death panels. There's no $5,000 fine. You didn't build your business. Raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. But I don't think it's going to work.
I hope it's not. The thing that frightens me the most, though, is that, you know, for a large part of the population, you got people that are so focused on, you know, really important things like what so-and-so is doing on what reality show or what team might be going to the Super Bowl this year. That's all great and good, and that's wonderful entertainment. But in the long run, it has nothing to do with anything that actually matters. So we're all focused, we have a large portion focused on all these other insignificant things or fighting these moral battles amongst their little tribes. And yet, the few people that stand up, you, myself, a handful of other people that stand up and say, look, this isn't right. There's something wrong here. Well, then you're labeled an extremist. You're a conspiracy theorist. You need to break out the tinfoil hats. There's something wrong with you. You're a rabble rouser. You're just causing problems. You're spreading lies and you're spreading hoaxes. You know,
well, that's illustrated by press and Sharpton last night on MSNBC. They actually said there is no VA story, there is no abuse, there is no death list, even though it's there. They just say it doesn't exist. That can't work forever.
Apparently, as long as you ignore the problem, it doesn't really exist, right? If I don't acknowledge you, then you're not real. So if I don't say there's a problem, then apparently there's no problem. And apparently people buy into that. I mean, you look at what happened just to the north of us yesterday. Here you've got Mitch McConnell in what was going to be quoted the fight for his life, and he just easily walked back in and got his seat back. Because apparently after all the complaints, after all the things we heard negative, people went, whatever, there's nothing I can do. I'll just stay at home and I won't vote. And all he had to do was get a small portion of his base to go out and vote. He gets his seat back.
Well, look at Boehner, who says he's not going to let Obama act as a dictator, but he's been doing that. Let's come back and talk about that Hill headline, White House picking up the pace on executive actions. How far will the establishment let Obama and the globalists go? As far as we let them. All this and a lot more, plus Fukushima news, coming up straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world.
So, will Obama turn the executive branch into a dictatorship? That doesn't mean Obama will be a dictator and stay in office. It means the executive is becoming a dictatorship along with the bureaucracy. And Congress is being turned into a ceremonial body completely. That's the point we've now reached in this nation. It's officially happening. Historically, people usually don't notice when that's happening, and it just unfolds. And then from there, the prosperity goes out the window. Because it is a moral society, in my experience and in my research, that actually creates the wealth, creates the success. So we're going to be breaking all that down and more here. Before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a little bit about
the products that are available at InfoWarsStore.com. We have really excellent pro-liberty T-shirts, like a guy putting a gun to somebody's head who has a bag of money and it just says socialism. We have all the Molon Labe in English and in Greek shirts that are the best-looking Molon Labe come and take it shirts out there, bar none. We have them in women's and men's apparel. We have the Paul Revere shirts. We have it all at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a complete line of women's clothing as well. And it's all there to get the word out. InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the high-quality water filters, the high-quality shortwave radios. We have the very best radios at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Also then funds this operation. So you get high-quality products that you're not going to find in stores in most cases anywhere, delivered right to your door, and you're going to know and have the peace of mind you're funding the very tip of the spear of the promotion of liberty and freedom, no holds bar, no compromise, no apologies. The ProPure G2 filters cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates, the heavy metals, all of it. Annihilate the competition for a lower price. 10% off promo code WATER, the lowest price anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. You can also go to InfoWarsStore.com. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can, again, find all the products or InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is a specific pioneering, trailblazing, but also in a way back to basics supplements that we have. Super Male Vitality discounted. Survival Shield, proprietary Nation Iodine discounted. The Lung Shield, Lung Cleanse. The Fluoride Detox that also chelates and gets out the heavy metals and other things. All of them work together in fusion. The Silver Bullet, that's sold out. That's back in supply. Some of the strongest nano silver you're going to find anywhere that we had produced, especially for InfoWars listeners and viewers. InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we have the nightly news, the subscription, and see all my films, online books, special live events, and so much more. 18, 19 years of material. PrisonPlanet.tv, $1,595 monthly membership. It's really 11 memberships, and I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. You are funding the very tip of the spear of the new media that is overthrowing the dinosaur globalist media. And then finally, our sponsors, folks like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, MyPatriotSupply.com. Everyone should have storable foods. This is the place to get it. Super high quality, 866-229-0927, non-GMO, organic, high quality, great customer service, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Going back to Mike Howard of WNFZ 94.3 in Knoxville. We also have the great folks on WBCR outside Knoxville and Truth Radio, who's had us on for 15 years so that we can spread across the country, including six other affiliates in the great state of Tennessee and Memphis and in Nashville and other areas. But Mike Howard joins us. Mike, you know, there's so many topics I wanted to get you on about, but before the show I said, what do you want to cover? And you said the tipping point, the breaking point, where you see this going. How do you think we can defeat this? And then I want to get into White House picking up the pace on executive actions. The White House will picking up the pace on executive actions as Congress focuses its efforts on newly formed select committee investigating Benghazi. Senior Obama advisor Dan Pfeiffer said yesterday in an op-ed of the Huffington Post, he argued the congressional Republicans are not interested in engaging on the economy. We've already seen your Obamacare that's shutting down the economy. Instead, spending time obsessing, trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act and ginning up politically motivated investigations. No, Obama's been committing crimes. Of course some of the Republicans are trying to gin up political stuff because the constituents are demanding it. And the Republican leadership, like Boehner, is busy blocking it, acting like, oh, I want to just change Obamacare, not repeal it. The White House has dismissed the select committee investigating the terrorist attacks on Benghazi, Libya announced earlier this month by Speaker John Boehner. Boehner went on to say that if they continue to ignore Congress, he'll, quote, hit a brick wall. But I think that's rhetoric. So what do you say, Mike Howard?
I'm telling you right now, we need to start holding these people accountable for what they're doing. I mean, the problem is it's all empty rhetoric. Nothing's being done. We hear these. We live in a world of sound bites and 30-second video clips. And yet they sound great, and they read scripts very well, and they stand in front of the teleprompters, and they give us nice, flowery speeches, and they encourage us to be better. And yet we don't hold them accountable for the fact that they don't ever deliver. They never make anything better. They never do anything to actually make anything better. It's all just whitewash. It's all smoke and mirrors. And there's going to be a point where people get so sick and tired of just the endless, empty rhetoric. And now it's gotten to the point now where they don't even do it well. I mean, James Clapper sitting in front of the Senate saying, I gave the least untruthful answer possible. I lied to you, yeah, but it was the smallest lie I could find. I mean, we have to pass the bill in order to find out what's in it. I mean, seriously, it makes no sense.
Well, Clapper said we are not spying on any Americans. That is an absolute giant lie. Then he lies and says it's not that big a lie. He perjured himself. And again, historically, you get to a point where if they don't get in trouble, the bottom drops out and destroys the establishment themselves, because everyone starts lying. Everyone starts cheating. Total confidence is lost. The establishment, all they've got's lies, because they're a bunch of crook scammers who play golf all day.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, the ruling elite in this country is a joke.
They sit inside that beltway bubble, these celebocrats, and we put them, for some reason, we put them on these pedestals, and we bow at their feet and say, you're special people, and you're much better than we are. Please go and lead us. And then they don't even lead us. They do nothing. They sit there and just figure out ways to stay longer and longer in their seats and do as little as possible. And for some reason, we keep sending them back, because it's never my guy that's bad. It's your guy that's bad. He's the one that's doing bad things. But my guy's great. He needs to go back up. Yeah, he's done a couple bad things, but he needs to go back up and have another chance. The people need to wake up in this country and quit being fed this pablum of, this person can't hold this office because he's not electable. It's not for the media to say who's electable. It's for the people here casting their votes to say who is electable and who isn't electable. You know, we're fed this idea that we can't make a decision for ourselves, and if we do, then you're tipping the canoe. You're not doing what you should be doing. You're not falling in line correctly. You know, you're stepping out of line. You're being a rabble rouser. You just need to do what the media tells you to do. You need to do what the government tells you to do. And as long as you're all right and you stay within that line and you listen to our line of bull to you, then, and just buy into it, because it's all true, at least in our mind. We're all going to pretend like it's true, and then you just smile and keep on going. There's going to be a day where people finally get to the point where they say, this is enough. You either do what you're telling us you're going to do, we're going to hold you accountable to this, or you're gone. But that's when the hard work starts. That's when we have to step in and say, all right, now what do we do? The hard thing is what happens the day after that guy leaves the office, and we have to fill that seat back. That's where the hard work starts, and I don't know if people are up to doing that. You know, these people want to stand back and say, look, you know, there was a time in this country when we held each other accountable, when we treasured hard work, when we actually put up on a pedestal honor, and we put up on a pedestal faith, and we put up on a pedestal pride and dignity. Suddenly, those are all bad things anymore. You just don't do that. You just go along with what you're told to do. And if you step out of line, then you're not doing the right thing. And I'm done buying into that. And I think more and more people every day are done buying into that.
Well, I agree with you.
I explained to my 14-year-old son that, you know what, there was a time in this country when we made things. There was a time in this country when we had pride in what we did. There was a time in this country when we were at the forefront of science and technology and freedom and business, and we led the world. And now we stand back and go, well, we're great. Well, why? Because we've given away all of our technology. We've given away all of our businesses. We've shipped everything off to as many places as we can. What do we do now? We just stand back and go, hey, we're great because we say we're great. We're great, but we could be a whole lot better, and we need to be a whole lot better.
You're right. The globalists have hoarded this country out 1,000 different ways. to gain control of the globe and set up their world government, and now they're in the end game to fully bankrupt us, shut us down, and dumb us down and move on to machines to fight their wars. And you've got the Democratic congressman saying we've proven that communism works. He's come out and basically said that. Florida Rep. Joe Garcia, we're going to play that clip. And then we're also going to play the other Democratic congressman from Georgia saying that islands float in the water. That's an old clip to illustrate something. There are smart technocrats and globalist controllers who try to guide this planetary system for their own gain. But so many of the dishonorable weirdos that work for the system really believe islands float. They really believe Obamacare is free. They really believe that communism is good. And so a lot of them really are just idiots, but we bow down to them and let them run our lives. And so that's why the world's so screwed up, because good men and women have done nothing. And so now it's time to change that and stop complying with these people. Let's play the clip of this kook Democrat congressman, Representative Joe Garcia, saying that communism's good. Here it is.
You prove that communism works. If you give everybody a good government job, there's no crime. But that isn't what we should be doing on the border. The amount of money that we've poured into there, and we're having a diminishing return. So while we're spending all this money here, we have border problems in
by the way,
Puerto
the
Rico.
Borders in California, Texas, are crime-ridden cesspits. But he's saying there's low crime, everything. Next, he'll say Mexico is wonderful. Highest crime rate in the world per capita for the nation. Chicago beats them out as the top city because they have a gun ban there as well. It's run by communists, basically, and mafia that's above the law. Again, you live under communism, they're exempt from it in palaces. And there's no taxes too high, like France, 101% of the middle class, because the ruling elite are exempt. And they get your tax money, so of course it's going to be 100%. Because you put up with it. That's the level of tyranny you'll live under. What's the congressman's name? Remind me. We've got the clip here. Yeah, Hank Johnson. Guam will tip over. And again, we've got other kooky clips from these people. You know, about your kids don't belong to you. But let's go ahead and play this clip of Hank Johnson.
The whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000, and again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
And also things like the environment, the sensitive areas of the environment, coral reefs and those kinds of things, and I know that, you know, lots of people don't like to think about that, but...
Oh, that's enough. That's Hank Johnson. I want to draw an image for him for TV viewers, radio listeners. I'm going to describe it. This is just for Hank Johnson and other people that literally have been put into power by the establishment because they're dumber than a box of tiddlywinks. I mean, this is just amazing. You've got the ocean, and the deepest place in the world is the Marianas Trench. And it's, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 feet deep. Okay, but most places, you've got a lot of islands where like the Caribbean, around Belize, where it's only on average about 30 feet deep. And you've got islands, usually coral islands and also volcanic islands, that stick up. Okay? So in the topography, like you see hills, Hank Johnson, when you're out driving around the countryside, well, if there was water over that, you know, where you're at sea level, those hills would be islands, okay? You know, with things like palm trees on top of them. So if you build cities on those and things, and you have people living on those, it doesn't top over. It's not floating. Islands aren't boats, okay? Then you get too many people over here, and then it capsizes, all right? And I want to explain, communism's a nightmare as well. It does. Islands don't float, and communism doesn't float either. It does actually capsize. So, just explain to you how islands work, and I want to explain to Garcia how communism works. It's really a coming out of these people. The parading around that you can't have a taco party or it's racist, a fiesta. You can't have a petting zoo because Arabs don't like you having camels. I mean, what is this mass mental illness What is this? We're talking to Mike Howard of 94.3 there in Knoxville, Tennessee. Or am I extreme? Maybe islands do float. Maybe I'm being racist right now.
I think your drawing was racist because one of your people should have been black. They were both white, but that's neither here nor there. You know, I'd like to tell Representative Garcia that, you know, at one time we actually proved that the United States works very well. If he wants to say that communism works, well, that's great. Well, the United States works very well, and it has for a long, long time, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. No matter how hard they try to make it go away, no matter how hard they try to sink it, we're still going to be here, and we're still here, and we're still fighting each and every day. This idea of, I'm just going to sit here now and just lie to you. I'm just going to tell you direct lies. I'm going to tell you exactly what you're, what I'm going to tell you. And it has nothing matching with anything that's going on, and you're going to believe it. And we've been so beat down and so dumbed down and so conditioned to just accept it and take it. And that can't go on anymore. That's got to stop, Alex. That's got to stop.
But, Mike, if you question an anointed God who says that islands float, you're being a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
If there's any problem,
with the narrative. And then, of course, the narrative is, I'm smarter than you, and you just need to accept that. Whether I'm talking about islands floating, whether I'm talking about global climate change, whether I'm talking about whatever I decide to tell you. If I tell you the sky is purple, and you
it is. That's enough racism.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Some folks are born, made the way to fly. Ooh, red, white, and blue. Red, yeah.
the cannon at you.
There is a method to the madness of the establishment, but it's mainly like a crazy person making excuses for what they're doing. The truth is the establishment is just very nihilistic and doesn't care because they never get in trouble for what they do. TEPCO is now releasing contaminated water into the sea, a record 560 million tons of water a day. 560 tons of water a day. They just pump it right over the melted down reactor so they don't explode. And then it goes right in the ocean and it comes right across to us. And you've got 75% of reactors, according to CBS News. The Atomic Energy Commission says it's, agency says it's 91% of the 430 plus or whatever it is are leaking. For me, Mike Howard, a talk show host on 94.3 WNFZ in Knoxville and one of our great affiliates that carries me, I guess, 6 days a week there, always enjoy coming on your show. But looking at this, I'm just illustrating the same psychology. They used to run nuclear plants better. Most plants in the U.S. are leaking, and they've turned off the alarms, like in Southern California, saying, well, we don't want to scare people. We're going to violate federal law. We've been given a waiver. The alarms won't go on now when we release radiation. And Ann Coulter says radiation's not bad for you. It really just sounds like crazy town to me.
Well, and of course, you know, it's crazy town if we talk about it, not if they talk about it. If they say it, then it's fact, you know. It's backed by science. Well, why? Well, because we said there was a scientist that said it. Well, who is it? It's Bill Nye, the science guy. He's not really a scientist, but, you know, he plays one on TV, so believe that he's a scientist.
Well, JAMA just came out and said, if you think cell phones are bad for your brain, you're insane, when there's literally over 1,000 studies. London Guardian last week says definitely brain cancer.
Yeah.
And then JAMA just says, doesn't matter, you're nuts. It's crazy town.
Yeah. Yeah. The absolute ego, the egomaniacal, just the insane hubris that comes out of D.C. each and every day. You stand back and I'm awed by it. I mean, I am absolutely dumbfounded by it every day because people just buy into it. They say they accept it. They say that's fine because they said so. Because they told us Obamacare was good, we're just going to accept it as good. We see that it's bad. We know it's bad. But we're going to believe that it's good because we can't believe anything less than that. The only way it changes is that people need to start, A, holding their leaders accountable. And then, B, they need to hold themselves accountable. We need to look back in the mirror and say, look, you know, we keep sending these people back here. Why do we do that? We start small. You start locally. You start with your own leaders in your own community. And then you move on to your state, then you move on to your region,
right.
And eventually people in D.C. go, oh, hey, something's going on right there.
That's right, and the bureaucrats that are out there, they have to realize that believing their own propaganda isn't working anymore, the corporate people, the police. I want to come back and do five more minutes with you. What is your take on the domestic, but start talking about it now, the domestic buildup against veterans and the police saying, yeah, we're getting armored vehicles for the coming war with vets. I mean, how obvious is that?
You know, To stand there and say, look, here's good men that are going to stand up and fight. I mean, here we are in Tennessee. We had the Battle of Athens here where people took up arms, where vets came back and took up arms and said, look, there's bad things going on. We're going to fight back. That scares the hell out of the people up in D.C. So they want to go ahead and get the jump on it. We're going to go ahead and knock you down before you have a chance to build up. But you know what? Tyranny will always turn away from the light of good people.
That's right. Stay there. Tell folks about the Battle of Athens when we come back. And
this is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. plus free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.